All right, let's think like an engineer for the next couple of minutes. Nectar Paisios joins us. Good morning, Nectar.
Good morning, John.
So, you're a NYU computer science PhD, right?
Yeah, I have just graduated.
And congratulations to you. And I understand you have a little optical difficulty. Would you explain that for us?
Yeah, I'm totally blind.
All right, so how do you go about, and thinking like an engineer now, turning an iPhone into something that might be useful for the blind?
Well, what we try to do is use smartphones to solve everyday challenges that blind people face. Because when I came to the U.S., I come from Cyprus. I'm a native of Cyprus. I came to the U.S. and I wanted to pursue a PhD in computer science. And I thought, what's best for me to do? It's to use the knowledge that I would gain to do something for the blind community as well. So to do some research on that, we tried using the smartphone because modern smartphones come with an array of sensors, like accelerometers and Wi-Fi sensors and cameras. So you can put all of this to good use to solve everyday challenges, like finding which clothes to wear in the morning.
All right, how does that work? You scan your iPhone over your clothes and it tells you if there's a match or not with some sound?
So we try to handle four different challenges. The first one is this one. So you take a picture of your, we tried with shirts and ties. So you take a picture of your shirt and a picture of your tie, and it tells you if they match, trying to figure out if the colors and the patterns match. And, of course, it's only research for the time being. It's prototype, but that's the idea.
Nectar Paisios, you know, I get dressed at about 2:30 in the morning when it's completely dark. I could use this.
I'm sure. Things that started out for special use, then they became mainstream products, like synthetic speech was originally developed for the blind, and now it's used everywhere, even in robotics.
Do you think that the strategy for developing technologies for people with disabilities is a good approach to thinking about how people with their actual bodies are going to use technology?
With their actual bodies, they're going to use technology.
In other words, disability design is good for everybody.
I think, yes, disability design is good if it's incorporated into the design of every product. So, for example, another device that we have is navigating in unfamiliar buildings. So we try to use the Wi-Fi of the smartphone to try and figure out your location in a building, and also use the accelerometer in the phone to figure out how fast you walk, so that it could give you some sense, some directions if you're in an unfamiliar building to find your way. And this is something that blind people face every day. If you visit, let's say, a hotel and you want to find your room, somebody will take you the first time to your room, but the next time you don't want that person to take you there again, so you want the system to remind you. However, this could push mainstream devices into, for example, in the future, I think very soon we will have maps of indoor places built into cell phones anyway. Hmm. So we could tap into this.
And, you know, let's talk a little bit about the learning curve. Do blind people have to learn how to trust these kinds of assistive devices in the way that every blind person has to learn to trust the use of a cane, because it's essentially a sensor of what's coming up ahead?
Yeah, I think there has to be a sense of some level of trust, and that's also the main problem we are facing with research, because if you do research, you have to do a lot of testing to make sure that it works in the real world with users. Of course, you're not going to rely completely on the device. You're going to still use your hearing. You're still going to use your sense of touch. You're not going to say, oh, I'm going to use the device and follow it blindly the same way. I mean, of course, pun intended.
I'm not going to follow
the device blindly the same way that the driver followed their GPS and drove into a bridge.
Although, in fact, we're all following our technology blindly these days, Nectar Paisios. I think we need more PhDs like yourself. You know, yesterday at the White House, they honored 14 pioneers for applying technology with problem solving for people with disabilities as a design approach that is good for everybody. It was called the Champions of Change competition. You know, you think you might be at the White House one of these days?
Well, I don't really know. That's not for me to decide. But what I'm trying to do is try and push the envelope in accessibility in mainstream products so that when somebody designs a product, you think of everybody who is going to use it. And also to try and take some of the ideas that you can use them for blind people and move it into the mainstream. For example, typing on a touchscreen using Braille, one of my other projects, we could, let's say, use also the same system of typing using dots. Perhaps in some other incarnation, you can use it for hands-free texting. When you're driving, for example, perhaps you can find a way to text. I'm not sure, but there are new ways you can think about
it. Man, I love how your mind works. You know, let me just ask you one last question before we go. One of my favorite infuriating expressions is this term assistive technology. When we talk about people with disabilities, we always talk about assistive technology. If your technology isn't assisting you, you should throw it away. Doesn't this term drive you nuts?
Well, it's a term that I got used to. So I used to be honest in my thesis extensively, but it's widely understood, so I don't really want to play with words and like say, okay, this person is not blind, it's visually disabled or something like that. I can use the word for what it is, and since it is generally understood, but what I want is to move away from specialized technology and
exactly.
to go into how to build this into every technology, because who has a disability and who doesn't have a disability? The line is very thin.
Indeed.
When do you go over the border?
All technology should be assistive, but thank you for indulging my neurosis there. Nectar, congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Dr. Nectar Paisios, a blind NYU computer science student working on iPhone apps. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.